One of our favourite TV shows of all time is now a musical, SpongeBob the Musical, and we have Cam and Grace here, Mr. Krabs and Karen the Computer. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, I love Mr. Krabs. Have you got just fists full of money and a safe stashed out the back somewhere, Mr. Krabs?
Oh, absolutely, and it's all mine.
That's so good. And Stage Youth Theatre is presenting this. TheatreNorth.com.au. How's rehearsals going, Grace? You're carrying the computer and you're looking very silver and computerish at the moment. Technology's come a long way.
Yeah, it has. Rehearsals are going great. We've been rehearsing every weekend for about the past 2 months, so it's been a very busy time, but the cast has been really enjoying it and working together really well. It's just been really good.
So how old are you?
I'm 17.
Wow, because you look a lot younger than that. And playing Karen, the wife of Plankton, how's that been?
It's been really good. We've worked together really well. So our marriage is a little bit up and down in terms of our love. But when Plankton introduces a new scheme for Bikini Bottom, we regain that spark and work together.
And so creating good. Bikini Bottom on stage would be a pretty tough thing, Mr. Krabs, I'm just going to call you. But the Annihilation of the SeaWorld, and you've got some heroes down there, SpongeBob, Patrick, Sandy, just to name a few. How's the costumes looking at the moment?
The costumes are absolutely amazing. I don't think I've ever seen anything like it. They're unique. They're amazing. They're so bright and colourful. And quite a lot of them actually are made up of recycled elements. So like plastic straws, fishnets and stuff like that.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. I really like that. Now, Squidward, he's a character that I adore purely because he's like my inner me. He plays a musical instrument. Will we see that on stage, and is it going to be played as poorly as what it is throughout the cartoon?
Squidward plays the clarinet, and throughout the show he's developing a one-man show, which he's really passionate about, but he's always shut down, especially by Mr. Krabs.
And this is the debut of this musical, so it's never been done in Australia at all.
No, it's an Australian premiere, which is really special. We're the first ones, not only in Tasmania, but the whole country, to perform it, which is really exciting.
And what are some of the numbers that you're singing as well? Because I imagine SpongeBob is going to be pretty quirky.
SpongeBob is absolutely so quirky. He's constantly out there singing. He sings a little song called Hero Is My Middle Name, and that's just about his little journey about how he's got to be the hero and he's got to get things done.
Oh, I love SpongeBob so much. It was such a big feature for my children. Did you guys watch the show much when you were growing up?
Yeah, I was always watching it. I really liked it. It was really fun to watch.
Yep.
It was a bit of a staple in our home, actually. Every single time it was on, we were there right in front of the TV.
Okay, it's going to sound controversial and very unpopular opinion.
Ooh.
I felt like Sandy was a bit redundant. I'm sorry. So sorry. And it's nothing against the person that's playing Sandy. I'm sure it is wonderful. But the character of Sandy, I felt like, was just there just to sort of break everything up. I don't know. Is that an unpopular opinion? Am I the only one?
I think in the musical, Sandy develops a lot more throughout the musical.
Okay.
And she has a bit more of a character line.
Oh, cool. That's important. So, yes. And so when's opening?
So opening night is the 10th of August, and our show runs through to the 12th. We're at the Princess Theatre, and tickets are available through Theatre North and at the box office as well.
Awesome. And it's at 6:30 as well, so kids can come along. Are you ready for the kids possibly heckling as well? Because if you ever work with kids, they're going to be yelling stuff out.
Well, yeah, we're really looking forward to some audience engagement. That'll be really good, and we want to get the audience involved as much as we can.
What about the parents who yell out? I mean, I'm not. I'm asking for a friend, but I could be parents.
Look, we encourage it. Just come along, have a great time, and as long as it's positive, you can say whatever you want.
Oh, yeah, no, it'd never be a negative thing.
I think chaos is
going to erupt.
We're going to heckle all the way through it.
No, I would never heckle, but I just really want to marry Patrick.
Yes, I think we all do.
It's my life goal. I would love to be like Patrick. I love his innocence and just naivety. I think he's so beautiful. But thank you very, very much, both of you, for popping in today. We can't wait to see this. So August 10th is opening.
Yeah.
How exciting!
There we go. go. So Cam playing Mr. Krabs and Grace playing Karen the computer. And we've got a photo as well because they look hilarious. Facebook.com/ChillyFM. But Chookers for opening night next Tuesday, August 10th. ThatreNorth.com.au. It's